Hey, good Monday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. Elvis Costello will be recognized as an officer of the British Empire, or OBE, for his services to music. The English punk new wave pioneer, born Declan McManus, says the honor surprised him, and the first call he made was to his mom, Lillian McManus, and after telling her that he will not be accepting the award because, in his words, outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May is quote-unquote rubbish, she cut him off and told him, hey, snap out of it, be gracious and accept the award. And as a boy who likes to please his mum, Elvis acquiesced. He says he's actually pretty tickled about the honor. Well, if it was a girl, I wonder if she'd be called Yoshimi. But alas, Flaming Lips frontman Wayne Coyne, and most importantly his wife Katie, who did all the work after all, welcomed a baby boy into the world and named him Bloom Bobby Coyne. Of course, that'd be a little bit weird, right? The 58-year-old psychedelic singer of the Oklahoma City psych jam band, who likes to walk over his audience in a giant zorbing ball, shared the news on Instagram and, like any ecstatic new dad, posted about a million uber-cute photos, one with the caption, "Baby Bloom is ready to rock." Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Try getting that out of your head today. Well, 12 years after Mark Ronson and the late great Amy Winehouse made a Zooton song, an international hit, the inspiration behind Valerie has been revealed. She is Valerie Starr, a Florida makeup artist who shared, let's just say, a few passionate nights on the road in Florida with Zooton's frontman Dave McCabe. Well, the song tells the story of how Valerie almost ended up in jail because of various driving offenses and how that derailed her plan to join McCabe in England. And later, when she talked about it with producer Mark Ronson, she said the super producer joked that he should just open up his wallet and give her tons of money for the great inspiration. Well, we lost Ray Charles on this day in music history, June 10th, 2004. Birthdays, Chester Burnett, we better know him as the gruff bluesman Howlin' Wolf from just down the road in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Judy Garland, and ex-bassist and co-lead vocalist of the Pixies, and still with her twin sister Kelly in the Breeders, Kim Deal. And that is a wrap for music news for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!